Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, August 5th, 2014. In Gaza, a three-day ceasefire halts Israeli bombardment, and in the West Bank, Israeli forces kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. As a 72-hour ceasefire took effect at 8 a.m. local time, the bodies of 15 Palestinians were recovered from under the rubble on Tuesday from different parts of the Gaza Strip, Palestinian sources reported. Initial reports by the Palestinian Ministry of Health says that 1,881 were killed and 9,570 were injured since Israel began its war on Gaza on July 8th. Among those killed, there are 430 children, the ministry reported. Moreover, among those injured, there are 2,877 children. The ministry announced that this number may increase as more bodies are still being recovered from under the rubble. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Ministry for Social Work announced on Tuesday that more than 10,000 structures, including homes, mosques, and schools, were totally destroyed in Gaza due to the Israeli bombardment and at least 30,000 sustained damage. In related news, and just before the ceasefire went into effect on Tuesday morning, Palestinian resistance groups fired several dozens rockets towards Israeli targets in retaliation of Israeli bombardment of different areas of Gaza. Some reports indicate that a long-range rocket apparently aimed towards the settlement of Gosh Etzion instead hit a Palestinian home in the town of Beit Sahur near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The missile damaged one home and caused three minor injuries among family members living there. Earlier on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli forces invaded Beit Sahur and conducted house-to-house searches. Two kidnappings were reported as homes were ransacked by Israeli troops. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn various Palestinian communities in the occupied West Bank and kidnapped at least five Palestinians. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, August 5th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Bassam Banmura.